we go old school now. It might be time to get all your old home videos transferred to DVD. Why? Because the production of video cassette recorders, or VCRs, is ending this month. Japanese company Funai Electric has been producing the machines for 33 years, but last year they sold only 750,000 units, down from a peak of 15 million. Let's talk old school with Febzy Turkalb from GadgetDetective.com. Now, that's technology for you, Febzy. The VHS.
Sorry, I'm just rewinding a tape. Can you hold on a minute, please?
Oh, yeah. Takes you hours.
Okay, I'm nearly there. Yeah. Just a couple more minutes.
Okay.
All right.
If you're lucky.
Go on. Yeah, it could take, was it 3 or 4 minutes to rewind it? Do you remember a 180 tape? Was it a C-180 or something?
Oh, gosh.
Used to.
And or if a film.
There were the 4 hours ones, but they were thinner tape and they tended to snap.
Watching a film and then having to because you'd left it where it finished and then you wanted to watch it again. Yeah. That was making a cup of coffee job, wasn't it, really? Then you there we are.
But in its day, I remember paying for one of these. It was a JVC. It was the first front loader, 1981, and it was a better part of £1,000, but it's still running.
Yes. But they made technology in the olden days. They knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, it was built like a tank. I mean, it took two of us to lift it. It was literally that heavy. No one's ever going to steal that, I can tell you.
I mean, when you think about it and everything that came with it, I mean, not only, obviously, huge cupboards full of VHS tapes with films on and what you recorded, but also, you know, when you think about the Blockbuster video stores and renting a video and all that's gone.
Yeah. No, I remember you used to have to pay something like £100 to join a video club in addition to the rental. I mean, and this was in the 80s. I mean, it's a lot of money. And that was why, by the way, VHS finally beat Betamax, which was the rival format from Sony, which came out a few months actually before VHS. It was the Betamax was technologically superior, but JVC managed to do the deal with the rental companies and the film studios to get films on their format first. So, you know, when you used to go to the rental shops, there was far better support for VHS than the Betamax tapes.
Yes. And is there a tinge of sadness when you heard that news?
There is a bit, because I've still got some stuff on VHS I need to transfer, you know, and it's not good, because irrespective of the fact that, you know, you won't be able to buy new machines quite soon, is the fact that, of course, these tapes degrade, you know, even when not played, you know, and even if stored correctly, you know, the magnetic particles on the plastic tape sort of degrades, and over time it becomes not so good. And it's not just TV shows, of course, because there was, as you may remember, something called VHS-C, the compact version of VHS tape, which was used in those rather bulky camcorders of the 80s.
Yes.
So there's sort of family footage and all sorts of things that, you know, could be lost. And that often happens, you know, when formats become obsolete, information is often lost, you know, and it will happen one day with floppy disks. One day no one will have a floppy disk drive that will be able to, you know, play back those or recover those files or those pictures or whatever was on them.
I'm sure you can go to somewhere in America, probably their security system, and they've still got floppy disks, I think, running various things.
I did hear that certain nuclear weapon systems still use floppy disks.
It's cost them a fortune to keep running, I think. So. Yeah. And just finally, do you think that, you know, that sort of moment where vinyl comes back, we may have the same with VHS and VCRs?
I think less so. There will always be people who like retro and will collect these things, and there is already a market. I mean, certain VHS recorders are expensive even on eBay now. But I don't think people had the same emotional connection to their VHS as they did with their vinyl. And it's partly because music is more, you know, evocative, I think. And also the advantage of vinyl, other than the quality and the warmth of the sound, was it used to get these large gatefold sleeves and you could see big pictures and lyric sheets and all of that. That's part of the reason people like vinyl, but I don't think it's strictly analogous with VHS.
When Harry Met Sally isn't quite the same with a DVD, because on the VHS you can see the lines going through as the tape passes over the heads. It's just lovely.
You can, but of course, you know, VHS is, I mean, the first VHS video recorder was launched on 7th of September 1976. So it's surprising they're stopping this month, because they're just short of 40 years, frankly. But you know, I think the DVD won't last as long as that. And obviously, you know, downloads and digital content, where there's no physical medium anymore, that's, you know, then That is sad, I think, when you no longer have something to hold and own.
Yeah, you're like, what are you going to give for Christmas? Oh, here's your opportunity, you know, just it's a download, just a little sort of strap line on an email.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. Fevzy, good to speak to you. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure. Cheers,
BBC Radio Berkshire.